So, Sarah, please tell us, what's the aim of this work? After all, we know a lot about martensite already, and we know it can be brittle.
Yes, Matthew, you're quite right that high carbon martensite is indeed a brittle phase. But the real question in this work is this, that the pre-pasted steels which contain this high carbon martensite in the microstructure, why do they really show a huge ductility? Why don't this martensite crack? So that is the question that we are asking in this work.
Okay, and why is that?
What we have actually found in this work is this, that the fine martensite plates are better able to resist cracking.
So that's strange. Why should it depend upon the plate size?
Yeah, Matthew. So don't forget that these martensite plates which exist in the steels is actually present in a composite microstructure. So the smaller the plate, the more difficult it is to transfer the stress onto the martensite, and hence the martensite plates really do not experience the total strain until the composite microstructure has worked out sufficiently.
I see, and does that explain fully your observations?
No, there is another second effect which is even more interesting. You know, when the austenite plates is very coarse, there is a exaggerated tendency to form the longer plate size, and what we have demonstrated that longer plates are more prone to cracking. So at any cost, you have to really minimize the austenite plane size. You have to avoid the coarser austenite planes from these steels.
And is the story complete, or is there more research that can be done in this area?
No, in the present work, what we have done is actually we have done only quenching experiments. So the martensite has been generated during quenching. So the stress that has come is from the quenching stress. But the real scenario is this, that the martensite forms during straining. So it would be very good if we can repeat some of these experiments, I mean, this work with the strain-induced martensite to see how it behaves during straining.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.